The Sound of Des Moines.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
Talking about the show last night, Wells Fargo Arena, New Kids, mixtape tour. Carrie on the phone from Marshalltown was there. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
All right. So how good was it?
It was amazing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It was a lot more than that.
A lot more than you expected. What were you what were you expecting?
Well, you know, I kind of thought since we're a little older that it would be, they would look old. Well, they do look older, but they would maybe have older bodies, but they don't.
Okay. You are trying to put that as gently as possible, and I can appreciate that, but
like when Donnie Wahlberg ripped his shirt off, it was pretty amazing. I'm not gonna lie.
It was still good. All right.
So it was about it was about the music.
Yes. As always.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Salt and Pepper was the best.
You thought they were the best? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Huh? And did they sing Push It?
Yes.
They did. Okay, because we had an earlier caller said that they didn't.
Which seemed odd.
So they sang it towards the end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, our other listener went home.
It was disappointing.
Must have.
Okay, okay.
You know, we are old, so it was a late night.
Okay. Thanks, Carrie. You have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye.
It was a late night. Wow. How did she put, I thought their bodies would be older, but they weren't.
Yeah.
And she was really trying to be as PC as possible there. I appreciate that. Glad everybody's holding up.
It's a lot of hoarse voices today, huh?
It is. No doubt about it. No, it's a late night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of sad I missed it, but I would have to take the day off. There's no way I would have been getting up.
Listen to you.
What?
That's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not getting home until midnight and then waking up 3 hours later.
Yeah.
No, no.
You could do it.
No, I am
sure.
Past that point in my life.
You got your jean jacket on already. You ready to go?
It's chilly out this morning.
I know, but look,
it's good. You know, you're right. It's best you stay at home. Yeah, really. We have Melissa from Adair.
Yes.
So, how was it, Melissa?
Well, first of all, thank you. I won tickets from you guys.
Oh, awesome. Glad you got to go. Congratulations again. I'm glad it was a good time.
Yes, and my favorite part almost was Salt and Pepper. They were so good.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
All right. And you're sure they sang Push It?
Yes, they sang that at the very end. I went with my daughter, and we were worried at first because we didn't hear them sing that. But yeah, at the very end, they sang it.
Okay.
And yeah, it was a wonderful concert.
All right.
Well, good.
And so how about the New Kids?
They did great. Yeah. Well, Donnie's my favorite, but he was hot a lot because he took his shirt off a lot.
I mean,
well,
you ladies are crazy.
There's a lot of dancing.
There's
stuff.
A lot of dancing.
It's funny. It was all middle-aged women.
Of course. Yes.
It was a great concert.
All right. It was a great concert.
The amount of White Claw cans must have been obscene.
Yes. And Truly's.
We all got our alcoholic seltzer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Okay.
It was so fun. Yeah, it was wonderful.
All right. You guys, all of you so far would make great concert reviewers. Oh, their shirts were off.
Don had his shirt off, and we were up late.
Thank you.
I know. At one point, Donnie goes, "Are you guys ready to go home?" And I was like, actually, I am, Donnie, because I'm 46. I'm tired.
Actually, now that you mention it. Yeah.
You have a good day, Melissa. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
So could Donnie just do a solo tour? Is that what we're hearing?
No, because there's was Jordan, Joey fans and Jordan.
Was Jonathan there? Danny was probably there.
We are hearing a lot of Donnie today, though.
I mean, he took his shirt off, and we haven't recovered.
Well,
uh-huh.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Kurt.
I hear you.
Okay.
You know, do I make fun of you after a Pearl Jam show?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Tweet us at Star 102.5.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.